Okay. Kevin or Ms. Kirsch, can we confirm that board members have entered back in?
I can do a quick roll call for that if that would work for you.
It would, thank you.
Okay. Mr.
Mary,
Scott.
Mary and Seamus are back.
Thank you. Mr. Scott Wallace?
Here.
Mr. Tharp?
Present.
Mr. Lupke?
Here.
And Mr. Romano, I believe you're the one that made the request. Would you like for staff also to be accounted for?
I see Mr. Lamont, if we could just verify Mr. Blanchard is also in, Terry.
I am here.
Yep,
Blanchard.
We're in.
I am here.
All right. Okay, we will call this meeting back into order at 12.01 p.m. For the continued discussion of the strike fund assessment. So board members, we're now open to have discussion around this matter. Would anyone like to add any commentary?
This is Scott Wallace. How much is in the strike fund at the present time?
You're on mute, Mr. Lamont.
Sorry about that. The current fund is at $243,000. That includes some of the money that has already been paid in by the regionally accredited institutions. We had collected to date $180,923 from the non-regional and non-accredited institutions. We have collected, and I have segmented this money out at this point in time, an additional $62,470 from the regional accredited institutions. That's not part of the $240,000 that I mentioned.
Any additional questions or discussion by the board? Well, I'll certainly start us off a little bit, I guess. Last time when we came around this, I think there was a lot of discussion back and forth in regards to the timing of this, the interpretation of this, what we had the ability to move forward with, and even outside of what we had the ability to move forward with, what seemed right. We talked about potentially holding off on any action, which was not an option for the group at that time. We also talked about possibly working with other schools to see how we might be able to bring this to resolution as well. Although concerns have been brought forward, I believe there's just a differing in the interpretation of it, and therefore, board members, I would ask, as you have heard the information today, if you would like to make a motion one way or the other on this. Okay, given we are not hearing a motion on the matter at this time, this will conclude our discussion section and any action that we would take on this particular agenda item at this moment. We will move on to a call to the public.
Chair Romano, this is Seamus Monahan, Assistant Attorney General. So is this a no action?
It would appear to be, given no motion was presented.
Okay. Thank you for the clarification.
Okay. Moving to agenda item number 3, a call to the public. Anyone wishing to make a public comment If you could, please notify us in the chat, and we will restrict that to a limit of 5 minutes. So if you would, at this time, we'll give that just a moment or two to see if anybody requests to be heard. Okay, at this time, I am not seeing anyone with that, and I know we went through this process last time. We do not require a vote to adjourn, so correct me if I'm wrong, we do not require a vote to adjourn. Is that correct?
That's correct.
That is correct.
Okay. So we will adjourn this meeting at 12:06 p.m. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.